For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Wednesday's attack on the nation's capital by Trump supporters has left many Americans fearing for the future of this country. Not only was a mob able to infiltrate and terrorize America's legislators, but after that, numerous congressmen still argued in favor of Trump's baseless claim to the White House. With us again is Memphis political analyst Otis Sanford. Welcome back.
Thank you, Chris. And despite the circumstances, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Well, Otis, a lot of people are talking today about the obvious difference between how Black Lives Matter protesters were treated back in June in Washington with the National Guard, more than 10,000 arrests, and then when Trump supporters essentially shoved their way into the Capitol building. What did you make of this discussion about the difference in tactics here?
Everybody who watched this know that there's an obvious disparity here, that Black Lives Matter and all the other protesters who were out there, there was a full force against them. And these insurrectionists yesterday were basically almost ushered into the building. It's an example of white privilege at its worst.
Yeah, just to talk about wording for a second, I think the media is struggling today to find this sort of ethical language here for these, you know, protesters incited by Trump, told to fight like hell. Rudy Giuliani used the term trial by combat. We saw nooses on display, shirts calling for the start of civil war, Confederate flags in the Capitol. Otis, as a former newspaper editor, what terminology here is fair game to you? You know, we've heard sedition, insurrection, domestic terrorism. What should we be saying?
All of what you just said, they are not just protesters. Protesters are the ones who peaceably assemble under the First Amendment and petition the government for a redress of grievance does not mean storming into the Capitol. This was anarchy, insurrection, seditious crime. All of those words fit here, Chris. This is far beyond just plain protesting.
Well, let's talk about our Tennessee politicians in all this. To start with, our two senators, Bill Hagerty and Marsha Blackburn. After the riot, they backed off from trying to overturn the election results. What do you see as their political thinking here?
They obviously were horrified by what they saw and what they endured because they were there at the time. But I take no gratitude for them changing their minds. Too little, too late. You know, I would say, and I don't think it's a stretch to say, that they share in having blood on their hands because they enabled this president to do what he did and inciting this. And now we have four people dead, one of them shot.
Well, Tennessee's congressional delegation had a different playbook. All seven Republican representatives voted to toss out Pennsylvania's election results. That includes David Kustoff, who represents a sizable swath of the Memphis suburbs. Do you see any repercussions for him here?
Probably not with his voters. I mean, if you read his tweet on Wednesday, he seemed to be blaming it all on his supporters. Because he kept saying that he heard from them, and they wanted an investigation. They wanted to look into these affidavits alleging fraud. So he was following the wishes of his constituents. And I hate to say this, Chris, because I've known David Kustoff for more than a dozen years, probably about 15 years or so. And I consider him a friend. We have been friends, and we will still be friends. But friends tell you what you don't want to hear. And what I'm telling David Kustoff is he failed as a congressman. He failed as a follower of the Constitution. And I believe he failed his constituents because he allowed this president to run roughshod over the Constitution. And it's a shameful day for him. I have never been more disappointed in someone who, for years, always had a level head and a former U.S. attorney. And turning a blind eye to the rule of law, it's a shameful day for him.
Well, finally, Otis, Democrats in a couple of weeks will be in charge of the government. Do you think that they'll need to go after Trump for all of this? Or Is it better politically for them to just try to move forward and get past these last 4 years?
As for whether the federal Justice Department should go after him criminally, I'll leave that to somebody else to say. But I do think that state authorities in New York, if there is credible evidence, and they've been looking at this for more than a year, they should pursue criminal charges against him. But beyond that, what should happen with the with a Democratic-led government, there should be restraints put on the pardon power of the president and other restraints that allow this president to run roughshod over the Constitution while they have the majority to do so.
Political analyst Otis Sanford joins us each week to talk about Tennessee politics. See you next week.
Thank you, Chris. See you then.
This is WKNO News.